Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Okay, folks, thanks for joining me, Justin Hermes. Hopefully you're having a fantastic Sunday. You've made it to church already, and now you're gearing up for a little bit of brunch, right? That is the ticket. Hopefully you're spending it with family. Great brunch place in town, I'll tell you right now, is Rudy's Hideaway, one of the best brunches in town. Really enjoy it. Great staff up there. Check it out. It's right off, right up the street from the station here on 8th Street. Yeah, Motor City. Matt knows. Matt's been. It's got good chips, salsa, can't beat it. Get a margarita. Treat yourself, right? All right. What are we talking about today? We're talking market update and predictions. A very important one here, folks. I've done a lot of due diligence, a lot of stats here that I've dug into to give you an idea of how we're going to wrap up 2023 and possibly a little insight into 2024. Here's some good for you. And this isn't on the radar. I probably shouldn't even be sharing it. Because I don't know. We'll see if anybody gets upset about it. But I heard it from a little birdie, I'll just say that. The airport is getting 5-gate expansion, okay? That major... Now, here's the thing I asked him. I said, well, when you walk down the terminal, you look out to your east, and there's that whole cut there. I said, is that going to be like Southwest Terminal eventually? Is that going to... You're going to develop that? And they go, no, we can't, because 9/11, the security issues. And they said that can never be developed, so it'll just be used for storage, which we're thinking, gosh, that's crazy. But, corporate stuff, government, you just, shake your head. So they said what we are going to do, this is what this little birdie told me, 5-gate expansion. Now, from where you end right now, they're going to add 5 gates on. Okay, this is already done. This has been signed off on. And then they're going to completely remodel the whole interior of the airport. I've looked at it. It's going to be modern. It's going to be slick. It's going to be big time for Colorado Springs. So mark my words, you're going to see it in the next year. That airport is going to be getting 5 gates added onto it. Major facelift. And I don't know, that's about as good as it can get, folks. More Southwest flights, more United. What have I said, Matt? I always say that to people. I say one of the biggest indicators you can look at in a city and how it's doing is the traffic that's coming through the airport. And we've grown every year, and that's something you keep a close eye on is transportation, right? The bad is sales are down 38% year over year. It is what it is, right? And next year, it'll probably be even worse. Sales will be down more. Don't get that confused with prices. I'm talking sales. So people aren't going to be selling because they got the low interest rates and they're going to be staying in their houses longer and less transactions. That is just the way it is, right? Stinks for those realtors out there. But other than that, everyone else, because of what happened at the low interest rates, you'll see inventory stay low and you're not going to get completely crushed. Anyway, I'm teasing the next segment there. So we'll get back into it. I'll break down inventory, what's going on, what you're going to see with prices, and what we may see next year as we go into 2024. Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. Call me over the break if you got questions. You want to tell me I'm wrong on the airport or you want to talk some crap about that? I know you're out there. Give me a call or text, 719-232-1063. It's 232-1063. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Are you ready for a cut?
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Okay, folks, we're back into it here, and I got some stats for you. I tell you what, really dug down deep this week to get you some knowledge power, and we'll just look at it right now. What's the market looking like right now, and what's it look like over this year? We've been just floating around 1,200 home sales, plus or minus 100 throughout the whole year. It's just crazy. No major uptick in inventory, no major downtick. Builders are building less, right? Right now, there's 1,276 homes active on the market. 1,300 pending to close. That's a big number, right? What do we see there? We saw rates dip a little bit, and a lot of people popped, pulled the trigger, went under contract, so those pending sales are up, but boy, they're going to be down. I'm going to tell you what, sales will really drop off here towards the end of the year because rates are going higher with the recent economic data coming out. You're going to push rates more. So I mentioned on the last show I did, I'm not in the camp of, rates are going to dip and refinance. If the deal doesn't make sense now, don't buy it because I believe rates will stay high for a while if you look at what history is and how it's going to repeat itself. So I just don't see us finishing out this the end of this year with a ton of sales because people are going to back away even further now with the highest, the higher interest rates coming into play. I would figure August and September sales will be down 10% year to date. I think that's where that is going to be. We're going to see an uptick because what happened, right? People went under in July, low rates, saw the dip, bought the dip, and that's where you see the 1,300 pending. So it's not going to be in the 20s or 30s. It's going to be 10% down year to date. But then I do believe when we get into October, November, we are going to see it down back into the 20%, 30% area. There's no doubt about it. And the high end, right, is the first thing you look at. The high end was struggling and, slowing down. Well, now I'll tell you what, it's working its way into the little bit lower of an end, right? We're starting now to see a slowdown between 400 and 500, right? Before we were seeing, 600, 700, 800, it's every month it worked its way down. Started in the nines, eights, sevens, sixes, fives. Now I'm telling you, Forward 500, there's a lot of inventory out there. But the caveat to that is it doesn't matter if you're an investor because you have to buy 350 and below. That's just it. 350 and below with about 10 grand of work needing to be done to it. That's the ticket, right? But I'm just telling you, it's trickling its way down. I believe strongly that we're going to see that is going to be the last price point affected. It's not going to dip much lower than 400. The inventory is so scarce in that price point. And remember, there still are some builders adding inventory between 400 and 500. There's none adding below 400 for single family homes. No, do I see any on the horizon. You start factoring in the taxes on the new builds and stuff like that. It just doesn't make much sense. So if you're buying 350 and below, you're insulated, you're making good buys, good for you. Keep it up. Townhouse under, it just all depends. Townhouses, call me on the townhouses because, there's all this different square footage now. Now we got some paired, they're doing paired single family homes with no HOAs. Give me a call in the townhouses if that's something you're interested in. 719-232-1063. It's 232-1063. And we're still, the nice thing is we are still getting some foreclosures across our plate. We're getting the off-market deals still. And that's great, especially for people who've been waiting diligently, save the money. And, I tell you right now, there's still deals. It's just you have to be so careful what deals you're buying. You have to be insulated. And you may look now at putting more money down just because interest rates are so high. And with inflation, get your money in property. Real estate's the best safeguard against inflation, hands down. So, look at that. Look at the inventory. It's sitting, and it's going to continue to sit. Maybe seasonally as we get into Thanksgiving and Christmas, it'll dip to 800. People pull off the market. But next year, it's going to bounce up. It's going to sit there maybe a tad bit higher. And pendings are going to go down to finish the year, right? So inventory seasonally will come down, but I don't think we're going to see a big fluctuation off of that. Median price right now, 482, 2.2 decrease year over year, right? Inventory, it's down 4% year over year, but I mentioned this earlier in the show, way less new builds, folks. Way less new builds. That's something that still has to be on your radar, even though I'm telling you, don't go there. There are people who go there and they buy new, right? So you pay attention to that. That does affect inventory. When I give you these stats, like 1275, it's homes active, existing homes, real inventory someone can buy. Does not include new builds. New builds probably makes up another 400 or 500 of that market. So you're seeing around 1700, 1800 if you're talking anything that has a shovel in it. Days on market are up 63%, right? Pretty big uptick year over year. And I tell you what, when I start mentioning these stats and people go, well, geez, median price, it's down. I'm going, the market's not going to crash. We're seeing a pretty big correction. It's like we've been, the 2 years prior, we were going 100 miles per hour on I-25. And everyone's like, real estate's great. Everyone wants to invest, because it was easy back then. Rates are low. Now Now we're going the speed limit. People are going, holy moly, I don't know if I should sell. My house has gone down in value. Oh, it's sat on the market 90 days. And, you know, what do we do? And this is where I just go, you know, slow and steady wins the race. Our guys are 15, 20-year holds. We're not trying to time the market in and out. And, you know, if you bought and you bought it right and the numbers made sense, you're not worrying because you're going, oh, well, rates need to dip. I'm at negative cash flow. And, oh, I pulled this HELOC and I leveraged too much. You're going, we're fine. We're good. Prices go down, I'm not going to sell, right? I mean, you buy something for 350. Let's just say it does go down to 300. You're going to wait 4 or 5 years. That thing's going to be back up around 400. I mean, I can show you the graph. If you're listening, you go, what are you talking about? I can show you the graph of real estate and the corrections and how they last an average of 4 to 5 years. And it's pretty interesting to look at and how consistent history's been. You're interested in that, give me a call, 719-232-1063. You can text that number as well, 232-1063, Justin Hermes. So big deal here is market's not going to crash, right? We got people, low rates, ton of houses paid off because of the baby boomer generation. And, you know, because of low rates, people got low payments and they can't go rent somewhere else for cheaper, right? Back in 08, they were going and saying, well, I'm going to let my house go back to the bank because I'm going to go rent somewhere for cheaper. Well, not the case. You know, that person who bought the house 2 years ago at $400,000 is sitting at a payment of $1,700. That same house is going to rent for $2,200. They can't throw the keys on the kitchen table. It doesn't make as much sense. And they have quite a bit of equity that would have to come down. And not to mention the how tight the borrowing restrictions have been. You know, there's just a lot more skin in the game than there used to be. And remember, folks, all those people who did the appraisal gaps, brought all this extra cash. I mean, there's a lot of down payment money that has been put into this market. So you don't just look at it and go, oh, what they bought it for, and if it gets to be less than that, oh, then maybe they'd walk away. It's not gonna happen, right? But if you get anything out of today's show, it's like stocks. If it goes down, you didn't lose money, you're not selling. Rent it 15, 20 years. Let somebody pay the thing off. If you want to then say, hey, I'm going to sell it, we're going to 1031 do our vacation home in Arizona. We'll be legal and ethical about it. We'll rent it for a year or two, and then we have a paid off vacation home, or we'll do it with another home here. Great avenue to use that tool. Or you go, hey, it's paid off, and now we're just going to let it kick off a ton of cash flow for us for years to come. That is how you play real estate right there. When you're up and down, it's tough. Time the market. I tell you what, I got a good financial advisor, Mike Frost. He's great. Same thing with the stock market. He's got the Warren Buffett approach. He's just Justin, Roth IRA, and just slow and steady, baby. Slow and steady. We're not trying to hit home runs. We're trying to hit base hits. And I'm going, that's the attitude right there. Anything you're trying to get rich quick is usually tough, right? Flipping homes, pretty tough. You know, so it's not glamorous. Some people go, well, I'm only getting $400 or $500 cash flow a month. I want way more. Maybe this isn't the right investment for you. But if you're like, hey, you know, we want to buy 3 rental properties, we'll take our cash flow, pay it off early, and down the road we'll have $1.5 million of assets, this may be the right play for you. Slow and steady wins the race, right? So we're going to get into a little bit of, you know, next year, what we're gonna see as we finish out the year more so, you know, and interest rates too. We're going to touch again on that and what we'll see next year for sales. That's some scary numbers on what sales will be like next year, because it's going to hurt the realtors, right? There's no doubt about it. It's going to be slim picking for all the realtors out there, but it's also been unbelievable for the last 5 years, like it's been for many lenders, right? So how do you prepare for those things? How do you have foresight? How do you make sure you're still, you know, being smart when it's coming to all these new laws, when it's coming to laws are coming into effect, they're becoming more tenant friendly? These are conversations you have to have. If you own real estate and you're trying to do it yourself, the property management, probably need to look at your liability factor there now, folks, because it's becoming a little bit more complicated to do that yourself. So let us know if you got a good property and we think you're good to work with, then you know, we'll take you on and we'll help you through that. That's the big thing. We want people we feel like are going to be good to work with. They're loyal. They're on the same page. And you know, remember, the biggest joy of this real estate is you get some passive income and money and some golden nuggets from it. It's to pass it on to others, to be generous. You know, that is what will bring you the most joy, no doubt. Okay, folks, stick around. We're heading into the third segment. Going to give you a little more recap here. Justin Hermes, The Property Group, 719-232-1063.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Okay, folks, threw a lot of stats at you there. And, you know, one of the big things you need to look at, days on mark. That was a big stat I gave you, up 63%. And a lot of that is people who are just out of touch with reality. A lot of sellers out there are pissed off. They miss the market, so they're not listening to their realtor. They're pricing homes high. You're seeing a plethora of price reductions. And watch them fly in over the next month, because this next month is going to be brutal for sellers. Absolutely brutal. Because they're already pricing in this next rate hike coming from the Federal Reserve. Good luck trying to get under 7%, you know, for the rest of this year. Doubtful that is going to happen. And I hedge my bet and go, they're not going to be below 6.5% all of 2024. But gosh, I could also bet that they wouldn't be even below 7% all of 2024. This whole thing, they're going to drop them in the second quarter. I'm not in that camp. I've said that to you guys plenty of times. And so to touch on the market crash deal, right? Because we said too low interest rates, good loans, a lot of paid off homes, equity, you know, a home buyer who bought 3 years ago is enjoying about 40% equity in their home right now. And even if the market corrects down 3-4% over the next 4 years, they're still going to have about 25% equity of where they bought. And one of my mentors told me this once. Very, very smart company. He goes, Justin, all that matters with real estate is how close you buy to a market correction. He goes, that is what matters, is how close you buy to a market correction. So think about that one. Think about it. Sometimes you do keep it simple, right? Like we tell people, buy established neighborhood, low taxes, you know, no funky floor plans. And you just keep it simple, right? And so that's one thing you're going to see here is the built up equity. People quick to forget. In the last 3 or 4 years, when we were seeing 18% appreciation, not in that camp of the market's going to crash. We're seeing a leveling is what I would say is the right word to describe it. But what we will see towards the end of this year and next year is the low-end homes will disappear. And I told my buyer that who bought a single-family home at 350, split up into a duplex. He goes, I want to do this again. And I said, well, I don't want to discourage you. We'll go try to do it again. I said, it's becoming tougher and tougher. I said, because this whole deal under 400,000 is, it's going to be gone. You're not going to be able to buy a house under 400,000 unless it's in terrible shape, a small two-bed, one-bath, anything that's a three-bed, two-bath, around 1,200 square feet. They're going to disappear. They're going to come off the market because it's just the bottom of the food chain for what people can afford with rates. And you have to remember, we're in a town where we're so rate sensitive because it's VA. It's no money down. You know, not a lot of buyers are putting 20% down, so they're super, super sensitive to the rate, and it's all new buyers can afford. So they're going to be snatching up that inventory. They're going to go lower and lower in price, and then it's going to disappear. You're going to see a huge uptick in single-family home rentals, and you're going to see the multifamily market get crushed. By the way, if you walked into a luxury apartment that was built 5 years ago, and I hate to say it, it's my generation, but the millennials just trash these. I mean, they trash them. I was just in one in the tech center. It was built 5 years ago, and it's trashed. In the common area, the baseboards are trash. The exit signs are ripped down. This is one that they charge $2,500 for a two-bedroom. And now they have security up at the pool because it's become, this is a luxury apartment. And it's become an issue because they're having all these issues at the pool. Oh, man. I can't go down that rabbit trail. I don't have time. So, another prediction here. I told you that one. 400 and below is going to fall away. Ain't coming back. Ship is sailing. New build market's going to plummet. I really do believe that they're going to really, really struggle. Money's too expensive. Some of these guys have locked in for a year, so they're still doing okay. As those renew, it's going to be too expensive to build. Like the money borrowing to build is not going to make as much sense. Prices, their margins, costs aren't going down to build as much as they should have. So the new build market is really going to struggle. You'll see them pull back big time on their inventory and what they're offering. And I touched it as we came into this. Rates are going to stay definitely above 6.5, maybe even above 7 for all of next year. And unfortunately, you are going to see some buyers out there who will have to make some panic sales. It's not going to be like, you know, a plethora of them, but you're going to see maybe a little uptick in foreclosure. Not a huge uptick, but a little bit because of all these realtors who preach these 2-1 buy downs or lenders. 2-1 buy down, you know, you can do it. And then you'll refinance. And now the refinance time on these 2-1 buy downs is coming up and they can't refinance because the rate's not lower. And now they're going to be really strapped for cash. And then they, you know, pulled a HELOC on top of it to fix up the house. I've heard of this stuff. It's just drives me nuts how foolish you can be with your money. And not to mention, remember, October, we have student loans are coming due again. So that same generation who did the 2-1 buy down also starting to pay on their student loans. So you cannot speculate on rate. It just wants me to bang my head against the wall. How many times I can tell you guys that. And so you're going to start seeing a little uptick in foreclosures because those 2-1 buy-downs are not going to be able to perform for the buyer, and those lenders are going to be nowhere to be found who said, hey, you're going to you'll just refinance in 2 years. Going to be some people in some tough positions for sure. Inventory will get below 1,000 next year, and we'll have a lot more people renting. The millennials are going to push into the rental markets. I think we've seen rents level right now, and they retreated a little bit. But now what I'm starting to see, which is so funny, is as the rates go up, right? Because we had a little dip in rates and the market popped back, rental market slowed. I'm going, well, duh, Justin. I mean, think about this. Now the rates are up, rental market's back up, right? And so that's why you hold real estate and you have long-term rental income, is because it balances the market out. And so I believe we're going to see rents pop again next year because there's going to be people fighting over single-family homes. They'll go down as luxury apartments, and people aren't going to want to live in a box. And come on, people here, it's not New York City. It's not downtown Denver. There's not a ton of bars and restaurants. I mean, it's the reason why I sold my house down by Widener Field. I mean, it's cool, but it's not that cool. And so you're not going to get all these people living in these luxury apartments downtown, right? The people who are coming here, a lot of them are military, and they go, I want a backyard. I want a house. We can't afford to buy, but what's the best thing to have if you can't buy a house? We'll rent a house, have our own backyard for our dogs. And, you know, what is it? 92% of the millennials who move here in the military, you know, end up renting or married. I mean, you think they want to live in a luxury apartment? Wake up. You know, that'll be a market that struggles, but the single family homes, if you have single family rentals, they will perform well. And then sales would be down 50 to 60% next year. So for all you realtors out there, great news. Yeah, Matt says you can't put a swing set in a balcony. Yeah, there you go. You want to bring up your kids in a luxury apartment. Yeah, the gym's real cool now and the rooftop pool. Yeah, right. But sales will be down 50, 60%. Double what they were down this year because less people moving. They're going to stay and redo their houses or expand their houses, and they're married to that interest rate. They're going, no way, I'm not breaking up with 3% or 2.5, and we're going to hang tight. And so that's why you'll see more millennials rent too, because that low end's going to be completely locked up. So it is what it is. Goes through cycles, right? Up and down. Don't want to time it. Long-term hold. You get anything out of the show, long-term hold. Hold 15, 20 years. Don't try to time the market. And by the way, we have a big fundraiser coming up September 9th for our World War II veterans. We're going to have 3 or 4 of them down at my office. We're going to present them with some unbelievable handcrafted wooden flags, and people are going to sign it, shake their hands, say thank you for being the greatest generation and making America what it is. If that's something you want to participate in, we're giving away free switchbacks tickets. We got free parking. 719-232-1063. Join me in showing gratitude to those who served our country in such a big manner. So that's it, folks. Use the gifts God's given you. Bless somebody else. Say, bring joy into their life. In the meantime, call me if you have questions. 719-232-1063. Justin Hermes with the Property Group, Real Estate Realities. We'll be back here next Sunday, 10:30, and again at 1.
Our God, yeah. Is an awesome God. He got him. From heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
I'm on hip-hop, struck my screaming from the top of my lungs. I'm God.